the Witherspoon in right. On the infield, Curtis Smith, third baseman, Greg Jones, Brent Wisely up the middle. Evan Edwards at first, and Blake Hunt doing the catching.
First pitch is rocketed. Zamora, left field line, and it is foul. Just on the wrong side of the pole, Zamora was barely out in front of the first pitch for a strike, 0-1, and my pick to click nearly came through on the first offer from Taj Bradley. Right-hander gets ready, and the next offer to Zamora. And Freddie lashes this foul the opposite way. And so the count, no balls and two strikes to the Shuckers shortstop. Freddie hitting 190 this year in 16 games. Two doubles, a home run, and five driven in. The 0-2, and that's high. Bounces in and out of the glove of the catcher Hunt. And so the count goes to a ball and two strikes to Freddie Zamora. Well, it is a warmer day. We're moving into that time of year. 86 degrees at first pitch here in Montgomery. Slightly cloudy skies, but nothing ominous. The kick and the 1-2. And a curveball is high. And the count runs even at two balls and two strikes to Freddie Zamora. Great ballpark here at Riverwalk Stadium. Slightly odd dimensions for the field, though. The set and the 2-2. And Zamora fouls it straight back. And so the count will stay at 2-2. It's 324 down the left field line. And there's a 12-foot wall out there that extends all the way to a deep power alley that's 395 and left. As Zamora hits this on one hop to Meade, the third baseman behind the bag, he makes a strong throw. And Zamora, sprinting down the line, is out by a step and a half. 5-3 on the ground out, two gone, and Garrett Mitchell the hitter. The fence drops down from 12 feet tall to 8 feet tall in straightaway center field. It's 400 to straightaway center, 373 to right, and then there's a curved wall out in right field, and it's 333 down the right field line. The set and the first offer to Mitchell. It is 0-1, scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits here on the top of the first inning with two gone and the bags empty. The right-hander Taj Bradley rocks and fires the 0-1 to Mitchell. Garrett swings and misses through a low fastball. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Garrett. Worth mentioning that curve in the outfield wall, I suppose it would be concave. It kind of bulges into the field from the rest of that wall down there. 0-2 to Mitchell. And Garrett bounces this foul back of home. And so the count will stay at 0-2 to Garrett. And, of course, there is a railing on top of that bulging wall out there. You have to hit it over the yellow line that's on top of the railing for it to be a home run. The 0-2. And that is tall. Catcher Hunt tried to drag it down. Threw him a high slider that missed. And so the count runs to a ball and two strikes to Mitchell. Bradley not wasting any time. The right-hander is 1-2. And that is low with a fastball at 96. The count draws even at two balls and two strikes. Three-man umpiring crew tonight. Behind the plate is our crew chief, James G. Macon Hammond at third and Raul Moreno at first. 2-2. And Mitchell watches this downstairs. The count has run full to Garrett, and the Shuckers have worked three deep counts against the right-hander Taj Bradley, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander. Just 21 years old. He turned 21 a little more than a month ago. 3-2 dealing, and Mitchell fouls it back. And a casualty for our friend next door, Chris Adams, while his microphone just got knocked out of its stand. That's behind home plate. What a bummer. Here's the set and the 3-2. And Mitchell fouls this in and out of the mitt of Hunt.
There was a beer in a minor league game this year that was on the front stoop, and it got sent backwards. I think it was in Springfield.
Yeah, you can't do that. That is just, the net is there, but you can't put a beer on there for it to still get hit by a ball. 3-2, and Mitchell bounces this one. Waiting back on the hop is Wisely. He'll throw to first, and mine is out by a little less than a step. So the Shuckers work very deep counts against the right-hander Bradley, but it retires them in order. We move on the bottom of the first inning. It's the Shuckers nothing, and the Biscuits coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, no score for the Biloxi Shuckers. Let's go ahead and give you the lineup for the Montgomery Biscuits today. Leading off is the second baseman, Brett Wisely. Greg Jones follows him at short. And Curtis Meade, the third baseman, hits third. The designated hitter is Austin Shinton. Cameron Meisner, the center fielder, hits fifth. And in the sixth spot is Jordan Kazar, the left fielder. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Grant Witherspoon. Evan Edwards at first, and the catcher, Blake Hunt, rounds it all out. They go opposite the right-hander, Tyler Herb, who this year is 2-1 with a 1.96 earned run average. So here's the left-handed hitting Wisely, and the first offer to him is in there. A fastball for a called strike. It is 0-1. Wisely playing in his 16th game. Check that 17th game with the Biscuits this year. Herb the 0-1. This is fouled back. The count is 0-2 to Tucker with three doubles, a triple, three home runs, six driven in. And a very left-handed heavy lineup. There will be just two right-handers tonight against the righty Herb. 0-2, and that's inside and low and skips away from the catcher, Reitz. And so a ball and two strikes to Wisely. That's because Greg Jones, who is scheduled to hit next, a switch hitter, bat from the left side against the right-hander. Herb sets and the righty the 1-2. And that is inside with a slider. And the count draws even at two balls and two strikes to Wisely. Herb heaves a sigh and the 2-2. And that is hit in the air out to left field. Long run back for Freelick towards the wall. He looks up. It's off the top of the wall. It bounces all the way back into where Zamora is going to pick it up and throw it into second, but it's a leadoff opposite field double for Brett Wisely.
Well, it's not easy to play a baseball out here with the brick that's above the green padding, and you got the scoreboard. It's all lit up instead of green padding, but really tough play for Southwick. The left fielder finish out the rest of the outfield and infield as well. Mitchell in center, Joey Weimer in right. Around the diamond, Cam Devaney at third base, Freddie Zamora, Felix Valeri up the middle. Ashton McGee at first and Jackson Reitz doing the catching tonight.
So here is the switch hitting Greg Jones from the left side. And the first pitch to him is below the knees with a fastball, 1-0. Well, the 6'3", 202-pound right-hander Tyler Herb on the mound tonight for the Shuckers. Herb making his fourth start for Biloxi, his fifth overall appearance. The set and the 1-0. And that is a little in tight. It is two balls and no strikes to Jones. Jones hitting .217 this year in 17 games with the Biscuits. Seven doubles, two home runs, and seven driven in. Man on second with no one gone here in a scoreless game. The 2-0. And that is slapped back to the screen, foul. And so the count of ball and two balls and one strike to Jones. For Herb, the last time that we saw him was outstanding. Six innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, and eight strikeouts. Shuckers got a 2-0 win that night. Set in the 2-1. And this is bounced on the ground. Valerio ranging to his right in shallow right field makes the throw to first. And Jones sprinting down the line is out by a step. Boy, there have been some close but not close plays over at first today. And a nice job by Valerio as Wisely moves down to third. There's one out for Curtis Meade.
Well, you may have two of the fastest guys in the Southern League facing off tonight. Garrett Mitchell, who you're mentioning in the top half of this inning, almost beating out a ground ball to right side of the infield. And then that time, yeah, tough play in the hole for it, but Larry had to turn his body around and shift it, and Jones was hustling and bustling out of the box, too.
So now a man on third and one going, and here's one of the best hitters in the Southern League, Curtis Meade, the first pitch. And that is a fastball at 91 miles an hour, low and inside. It's 1-0. Meade this season is a .317 hitter, and he's got a .421 on-base percentage. 19th game with the Biscuits, the set and the 1-0. And this is skipped on the ground out to short. Zamora will field, slide, and throw, and the run comes in to score. On the RBI ground out by Curtis Meade, it's his 10th run driven in of the year, and the Biscuits have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
That's how you manufacture a run. You get a leadoff double, and then back-to-back groundouts are able to score them. Tampa Bay Rays baseball right there.
So two going, and Austin Shinton is the batter. And no opportunity to get a play at home, even if Zamora had fielded it immediately and made a quick throw. First offer on the way is a cutting ball in for a strike to the left-handed hitting Shinton. It is 0-1. So one run on a hit, no errors, nobody left on for the Biscuits. As the 0-1 is on the inner half for a called strike, and the count is 0-2 to Shinton. Scouting report on Herb, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. The right-hander, the 0-2, and that's low and outside to Shinton. Shuckers are in their royal blue tops tonight. White names and numbers on the back. They have on the gray pants this evening, and they have on the black caps. The 1-2, and that is just inside, right above the knees, but a little tight to the left-handed hitter to bring the count even. Meanwhile, for the Biscuits, they are in their home whites tonight. They have Biscuits in gold lettering across the chest, gold numbers on the back. As the 2-2 is rocketed out to right field, Weimer tracking after it. It's over his head, and it's going to one-hop against the wall. Rounding first and heading for second, in with a stand-up double is Shinton. And so it's the second hit of the inning, and the frame will continue for Herb.
Well, this Montgomery team, it's got some mashers, and Austin Shenton's one of those, followed by with Meisner coming up right behind him, and that's what makes this team so dangerous. And you can get a guy like Taj Bradley on the mound tonight, get enough offense, have a very good chance to win that game.
Biscuits do have the second lowest batting average in the Southern League coming into tonight. Unfortunately, the lowest belongs to the Shuckers, about 4 points behind them. The right-hander Herb looks back to second, the first pitch, and this is fouled off by Meisner for a strike. It is 0-1. However, they come into today third in the Southern League in home runs. They've hit 26 so far this year. Birmingham leads the charge leading into tonight. They've hit 30 this season. 1-0 in favor of the Biscuits. Here in the bottom of the first inning, a double by Brett Wisely, and then back-to-back groundouts drove him home. Shinton at second after his two-bagger. And Herb deals the 0-1. And a fastball is knee-high on the inner edge for a strike. The count is 0-2. So Herb has done a good job getting ahead of hitters on a first pitch strike to all but one of them. As the righty sets and look to second his 0-2. This is shot the opposite way down towards the Biscuits bullpen down the third baseline and foul. And so it'll stay at 0-2 to Meisner. Meisner originally a Miami Marlins farmhand, taken with the 35th overall pick in the 2019 draft out of Missouri. Set by Herb, the 0-2. And this is yanked down the right field line, foul. It'll stay at 0-2 to Meisner. We actually saw Meisner when he was with Pensacola at the end of last season. However, he was traded in the offseason on November 30th. Remember, that was just days, probably just hours before the lockout started, was traded in the Joey Wendell trade. Sent Wendell from Tampa Bay to Miami. One for one swap. The 0-2. And this is hit up the middle, but Zamora with a leap out in shallow center field brings it in. But the Biscuits do strike first. One run on two hits and one man left on. We played one here in Montgomery. And the Biscuits lead the Shuckers 1-0. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the second inning, the Montgomery Biscuits leading the Biloxi Shuckers 1-0. Joey Weimer leads it off. The right-hander Taj Bradley rocks into his motion, and the first pitch is low and inside for a ball, 1-0. 25th pitch of the night already for Bradley. He threw 24 in the first inning, and just 14 were for strikes, 1-0. And Weimer takes a healthy swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 1-1 to Joey. Worth mentioning that the starting nine for both teams tonight have never seen the other starting pitcher. The 1-1. And Weimer bends back from an inside fastball. It's 2 balls and a strike to Joey. Taj Bradley pitching with the Gulf Coast Rays in 2018. Brewers obviously have their team in the AZL. As the 2-1. And that is low and inside. 3 balls and 1 strike to Weimer. Then pitching for Princeton in 2019. Short season ball there in the Northeast. No Brewers affiliate there. 3-1. And Weimer hits this a mile in the air. Deep to left field. Towards the scoreboard. And it is gone. A Weimer bomb in the second. It's Joey's fourth of the year. And it ties the game at 1 here in the second as he goes off the scoreboard in left field towards the power alley.
Well, that's what Joey Weimer can bring to the Southern League and the Brewers organization. A really nice answer as well. It's what happens. You get ahead 3-1 in the count. Expecting a fastball. When it's 95, it's going to go a long way, too.
So now it's Felix Valera Wednesday, and he fouls the first pitch back for a strike. It is 0-1. Valerio hitting 286 this year. The set and the 0-1. And that's taken outer half belt high for a strike. 0-2. To Felix. No, rounding out on Bradley, though, he pitched for Charleston and Bowling Green last season. The 0-2, and that is bounced foul by Valerio. And so the Shuckers never, or the Brewers affiliates never saw him during his 2021 campaign in which he was named the Rays Minor League Pitcher of the Year, and he was given the Milby for the best prospect pitching in MILB last year. As Valerio just gets a piece of this foul to where Hunt can't bring it in. And the count stays at 0-2. The last season, across two levels, the right-hander put together a minuscule 1.83 ERA as Valerio fouls off another. The count will stay at 0-2 to the Shuckers' second baseman. Former fifth-round pick in 2018 out of high school, Taj Bradley. The set and the 0-2. And Valerio takes low and away with a fastball. On account of ball and 2 strikes to Felix. Worth mentioning, fastball for Bradley sits 94 to 96. He can touch 98. The set and the 1-2. And Valerio tips it, but it's caught by Hunt, and it's a strikeout. first of the game for Bradley. I think he got him on a cutter down low. So one gone, and Ashton McGee, the hitter. Tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the top of the second inning. A Joey Weimer homer tying us up. First offer to McGee, and that is high and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Ashton this year hitting 133. This is his 18th game with Biloxi. Set by Bradley, the 1-0. And a big cut and a miss at an elevated fastball at 94. And the count of ball and a strike to McGee. Ashton with a couple of doubles, a home. The set and the 1-1 pitch. And that is down low. Missed with a cutter. And the count is two balls and one strike to McGee. And Bradley mixes in a curveball, a cutter, and a changeup. 2-1. And he misses low and inside with a fastball. So the count, three balls and one strike to McGee. Bradley has not lit it up so far here at AA. He was knocked around his last outing on Wednesday night of last week. 3-1. And that is taken high for ball four. So McGee works the one-out walk. And it brings up Jackson Reitz. But Bradley was good enough his first three times out. Last time out against Mississippi, six runs allowed. In four innings, five of them earned. He walked three and struck out just one. Biscuits would come back and get a stunning 10-9 win in that game. So a man on first and one gone, and here's Reitz from the right side. Bradley kicks and deals, and the first pitch is a little low and outside. Fastball with some good life to it, but a good eye by Reitz to lay off. It is 1-0. 12th game for Reitz this year. In his first 11, he's hitting 316. Set and the 1-0. And that's inside. Nearly hit his hands. Black batting gloves on for Reese. And with that, Bradley snaps the ball back in frustration. And Hunt is going to go out and have a word with him. As he's behind, two balls and no strikes. And Bradley's pitch count climbing now. As he is up to 41 pitches. And he's got just one out here in the top of the second inning.
Now, we've seen the Shuckers do that with a few starters in the last series for Pensacola, where exponentially rising quickly in the first couple innings, where maybe the Shuckers didn't have the offensive success that they wanted, but able to get the start out of the ball game and see what happens with the bullpen. Granted, Brian Hoeing on Sunday was the exact opposite, where he was able to go seven innings and throw into the 90s.
Already, the Shuckers again making Bradley throw 24 pitches in the first. He's now up to 41. Reitz back in with a 2-0 count, the pitch. And Reitz first base side, that's going to drift into the seats. And so the count, two balls and a strike to Jackson. Reitz this year hitting 316, as we said. Three doubles, three home runs, eight driven in for the former Washington Nationals farmhand. Righty Bradley, here's the 2-1. And Reitz bounces this on the ground, and it is a foul ball just on the wrong side of third. Not by very much, and Meade misplayed it over at third. So that could have been a great opportunity for the Shuckers there, but instead the count 2-2 now to Jackson Reitz. Sun breaks out from behind the clouds. It's casting rays from left field out towards right. So the only people that's really going to impact is the right fielder Witherspoon right now. Opposite of what we see at MGM Park, where the sun shines in the left fielder's eyes. 2-2. And Reitz hits this on the ground. A skipper to Meade. The second for one. Relay throw to first. In time. And just like that, Bradley's out of the inning. 5-4-3. Twin killing. Sits the Shuckers down in the second. But Biloxi ties it on a solo home run by Joey Weimer. His fourth of the year. One and a half done here at Riverwalk Stadium. Tied at one between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom of the second inning, tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. It's Jordan Kassar, the left fielder, to lead it off. The first pitch from Tyler Herb is a changeup, low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday night. Garrett Green with you here, Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Herb, the 1-0. And he spins a curveball at the knees on the lower corner for a strike. Great pitcher's pitch there for Herb. And the count draws even at 1-1. To Kassar. Herb heaves the side for 1-1. And a fastball whipped inside. It's two balls and one strike. We're rounding into summer form here. One of the first few days that it feels like summer. Like we said, it was 86 degrees at first pitch. 2-1. And a whiff and a miss. Down low with a changeup again. And the count evens at 2-2 to Jordan Kassar. Kassar is spelled Q-S-A-R. Thought it was Q-S-A-R every time we were reading it on the scoreboard. 2-2, check, swing, doesn't matter. Rung up, called third strike. Fastball inner half. Herb gets his first K. Gone at Grant Witherspoon, the hitter.
Well, now two with Tyler Herb. He allowed the leadoff double in the first inning. Gets a strikeout on Kassar to start the second. Maybe that can get him to find his groove again like he had his last performance, and that was the key there, where he
sat in the first offer, and a changeup's low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, for Herb, he threw 21 pitches in that first inning. 14 of them were for strikes. So he filled up the zone as the pitch is pulled down the right field line towards the corner, and it is a foul ball. Less than a foot, I'd say. What about you, Thomas?
Yeah, that was a 50-50 baseball, and was that going to drop in fair or foul territory? And I'd say about a foot and a half max.
We did not need the Wimbledon technology to see if it was right on the line.
Yeah, challenge it, and then everyone starts clapping, and then, you know, says it's in.
We need that in baseball, don't we? I think use it in tennis where they're hitting the ball 100 miles an hour. Set and the 1-1. And that is high. Two balls in one strike. Though I do suppose that the area that you have to cover for the challenge is a little more standardized and a lot smaller than a baseball diamond. 2-1. And that is outside. Trying to throw him a backdoor curve that missed to the left-handed hitter. It's three balls and a strike to Witherspoon, who's been on a tear lately. He's hitting .290 for the season. 18th game with the Biscuits. Sent by Herb, the 3-1. And Witherspoon takes outside for ball four. First walk issued by Herb. Man on with one gone, and the left-handed parade continues as Evan Edwards digs in from the left side.
They don't see Herb really issue too many walks. Really a strike throw. That's his MO. Wants to work quickly. So when he does have traffic on, gotta take care of business.
So man on, one gone, and the first pitch from Herb. Sends and deals. And that is high with the fastball, 1-0. Hey, a reminder, you can get in touch with us on our Text the Booth line tonight, 601-514-0776. Again, 601-514-0776. The set, the 1-0. And that is outside. In command early on. now lost a feel for the zone a little bit, and Nick Childs is going to come out and make a quick jog to the mound.
I may have seen something out there, and you're right, that was a pretty quick first step. And again, we haven't really seen Herb many times this season lose his command. You think of all of his performances he's had, and the first one out of the bullpen in Pensacola.
The command has really been his M.O.
Yeah, just four walks in the season coming in and 18 and a third innings, so.
So a meeting on the mound as Nick Childs comes out very quickly. Tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers tying the game in the top of this frame on a solo home run by Joey Weimer, his fourth of the year. Left-handed hitting Edwards digs in ahead in the count, two balls and no strikes. And Herb, the 2-0. Inside, this with a fastball. So it's three balls and no strikes. Edwards hitting a .180 this year. His only extra base hits have cleared the fence. He's got three home runs. Herb, the 3-0. And that is a changeup just outside for ball four. So Herb not missing by very much.
He's really been
second wall. Go ahead.
Yeah, really been nibbling on the outside corner, like you're saying. That last one especially, too. And just good plate discipline as well by these Biscuits hitters not chasing out of the zone.
Well, that is a trademark of a Morgan Innsbruck and really Montgomery Biscuits team. That is what they do more than anything else. Grind out at bats. Set on the first offer. And this is bounced up the middle. Zamora on the second out. Underhands to Valerio. Fires. Herb gets his twin killing. 6-4-3, and just like that, what walks? No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left on base. Two in the books here in Montgomery. And we're tied at one between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez House. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the third inning, the Biloxi Shuckers tied at one with the Montgomery Biscuits. Thomas Dillard will lead it off. Taj Bradley on the mound. And to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Yes, Taj Bradley working from the windup, first base side of the rubber. Thomas Dillard, first pitch swinging. Fouls the fastball 95 over our heads behind home plate for strike one. Well, Dillard's been switching in and out of the lineup as a DH and first baseman. He's the DH tonight. Bradley is 0-1. He is yanked foul on the ground, first base side. And the count's quickly 0-2 on the former Ole Miss Rebel. Of course, playing in these parts. SEC territory, very important. Alabama, As the 0-2 fastball zips up and away, 1-2 to the needle hitter tonight. 8-9-1, Cam Devaney, then Sal Frelick. Get things rolling. And pitch in the dirt. 2-2. You hear the bell of the train that's backing up right now. The train tracks running just beyond the left field wall. It's like the Houston Astros, except it's an actual real train. It's a 2-2, and Dillard swings and misses. Strike three. Taj Bradley now punch out in back-to-back innings, and there's one away. Well, don't forget that inning-ending double play was brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. First pitch to Cam Devaney, fouls it off the home plate umpire James Jean for strike one. A fastball rating a 97 on the scoreboard in left center.
And talk about that strikeout for Bradley. He's been throwing his cutter and almost treating it like a slider, kind of. And moves away from right-handers, or it cuts in on lefties.
Devaney to the righty against the righty. Bradley fouls the fastball back. And it's quickly 0-2. Yeah, he's really been using it in big moments as well. Not an easy pitch to hit. And when you're a guy that throws a fastball in mid-upper level 90s, and you mix in a cutter upper 80s. And 0-2, called third strike. He used it again. On the outside corner, back-to-back punch outs for Taj Bradley. That's three for him now. 1-1 tie game here in the top of the third inning. Bases empty, two gone. Left fielder Sal Frelick, first pitch, swinging, lines it foul behind home plate. As it almost bounces back onto the field, into the Biscuits dugout third base side. It's 0-1. Frelick the lefty against the righty Bradley, 0-1. And Frelick lines it center field. Meisner, back into left center, makes a catch on the run. Just in front of the 395 sign. Well, well-struck baseball from the former Boston College Eagle. But Taj Bradley, three up, three down to the top of the third. And we move on here at Riverwalk Stadium.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the third inning here in Montgomery, Alabama. First pitch from the righty, Tyler Hurt. There's a fastball at 87, missing outside to the lefty. Second baseman, Brett Wisely for ball one. Top of the order that Hurt will face, and a 1-0. Comes back with a breaking pitch for a called strike. Down the heart of the plate, it's 1-1. Well, first time through the order, two hits off of Tyler Hurt. Why, as he thought about it, lays off, though, on the changeup. A couple of walks mixed in there. Two walks last inning, back-to-back, worked out of it with a double play ball as the curveball is pulled on the ground. Foul, first base side towards the tarp, 2-2. Mentioned before, plenty of lefties in the lineup tonight. Similar to the Mississippi Braves, who they just played this series before, as 2-2 hit high in the air down the right field line, and this one's a foul ball. Well, first base umpire Raul Moreno had his eye on it the whole time. James Jean was also jogging down the first base line as backup, and Jess hooked it to the right.
Well, Morgan Ensberg is over at third, and he's saying a word to Macon Hammond. He's not coming down the line. That's one where the foul pole being a little bit shorter here in Montgomery might have hurt him.
2-2 again, and Wisely chops up the first base side. Foul ball. The count remains 2-2. Again, is as you described in the first, in a kind of an awkward right field. Just ran out of room and said, here we go. Put right field the wall there. 2-2 is fouled. Top step of the first base dugout of the Shuckers. That's what happens sometimes when you're building a ballpark.
Well, I think that obviously when you build parks, you want them to be a little distinct.
2-2 in the dirt, blocked by catcher Reitz, 3-2.
Well, that's just a unique feature of this ballpark.
I don't even know if there's a comp in the major leagues to the wall.
I don't believe there is.
3-2 is fouled off the mid of Reitz. The fastball count stays.
By the way, you were talking about the train in Houston. It's comparable, but they do have one for the kids to ride around that takes them around the concourse here. It's out in right field right now.
I need a ride on that. 3-2. Called third strike as Wisely tossed the barrel back towards the third base dugout. Fastball 91, though. And James Jean strikes out Wisely. It's kind of a delayed strike call a little bit. And to think about it, and Herb gets his second K.
Yeah, the bend back at the waist by Wisely while he was still in the batter's box tells you all that you need to know.
Greg Jones, a switch hitter. Big slider high for ball one. I think you're right, that train that's going around the outfield, that is about as close to Minute Maid Park as you can get, is the 1-0 swing and a miss for strike one. 1-1 to the shortstop. Of course, we had the Crawford boxes look-alike we saw in Birmingham. Really hitting check marks here on the road trip this year in Southern League. Change-up sinks low, 2-1.
So which ballpark has the roof? That's what I want to know.
Center field as well, that was in play with the pole in play. I don't know.
Owls Hill?
Owls Hill, yeah. 2-1 as Jones flares a foul third base side over the sweet level.
You know, I just can't fathom a newer ballpark that would build something like that. A, something on a baseball field that is not a level playing surface. And B, an obstruction in the field of play.
2-2 to Jones. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Just like how Taj Bradley started his third inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Herb as well. There's two gone. Well, base is empty. 1-1 tie game. Bottom of the third inning. Here is Curtis Mead, the third baseman. Righty against the righty Tyler Herb. I can't believe it either. As the first pitch, it just tails off the outside corner for a ball one. Fastball. But then again, we would have never been able to see Jim Edmonds make some catches out there. I remember growing up. There's Edmonds, Gold Glove center fielder, and 1-0 is lined through the right side of the hole in Mead. It's his first hit of the series in the second at bat. Third hit tonight for Montgomery off of the righty Tyler Herb. Mead drove in the first run of the ball game in the first inning. RBI grounded. Here is the designated hitter, Austin Shenton. And there you hear a actual train, not the kids' train, making noises. Although that would be impressive if that little train did make that noise. And first pitch inside for ball one to Shen.
This always reminds me, though, that back at the old Polo Grounds, Monument Park in straightaway center field.
And 1-0, wave and a miss on the changeup, 1-1.
That was in play as well. A ball, now you'd have to hit it very hard and very far, but a ball could get stuck in between the headstones out there, and it would still be in play.
Oh, my. 1-1. At the letters, call strike with a fastball, 1-2. I mean, that's why it's the game of baseball is so fascinating. You know, ballparks going back to the 1880s even. Take a look at them and just all the funky designs that they had and the different eras of ballparks that were built. And the 1-2 is line of one hopper. It's over the glove of Devaney at third into left field. In which Devaney was in position, just skipped over his glove, and the inning continues here.
Yeah, I think Cam got caught in between hops there, and he was trying to pick it backhand on the short hop, and as a result just commits what will likely be an E5 and allows the inning to continue.
So two men on, two gone. Home half of the third inning. 1-1 tie game between Cameron Meisner, center fielder, lined out to short to end the first inning. Chance to drive in the go-ahead run as first pitch slider tails too far in for ball one. Did they have given it an E5? Which Devaney has been shuffled all over the field lately. And 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up 1-1. Devaney playing three games in left field last series, played shortstop, and now back at the position where he started most of the season at third base. Herb looks back, the runner at second, 1-1. And a fastball. It's a good one at the knees for a called strike, 1-2. Curtis Mead, one out, single. He's at second, and it's Shannon at first after the E5. Herb Strauss sitting with back-to-back strikeouts, needing a little bit more work here. Put away Meisner. Deep breath on the hill, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Slider down in the zone as Tyler Herb strikes out the side in the third inning. Some traffic, though, mixed in between. No runs on one hit, one error, and two men left on base. Three innings in the books here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. It's the Shuckers 1, Biscuits 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Double play! Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. Treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
top of the fourth inning, 1-1 tie game here in Montgomery, Alabama. First pitch, fastball at the knees, called strike to Freddie Zamora, the shortstop. 2-3-4, due up, and Zamora righty against the righty, Taj Bradley, as he offers that a curveball for strike two. It's quickly nothing and two. Well, Garrett, his pick was Freddie Zamora today. Have a big game and almost paid up with it in the first inning as he takes the fastball for call strike three. Four strikeouts now. And quickly one out in the fourth. And which that almost was an impressive pitch. That was, what, the first pitch of the at-bat, too, that Zamora hit down the left field line in the first inning.
Yep.
And it just hooked foul. Here is Garrett Mitchell, center field. They're fastball high and tight, but it's a called strike. I said, Garrett Green, you are a wizard. 0-1. Mitchell takes 97, and it's 0-2 on the center fielder.
Well, during batting practice, Freddie was putting some really good swings on the ball today.
And the 0-2 is low at the shoot tops, 1-2.
You know who else took really good batting practice? The whole team did. They actually had a really good BP today.
That's what you were saying. I said, let's see. Hopefully it translates to the game. And 1-2 up and away, 2-2.
Jackson Reitz, though, had a very good batting practice today. He was nearly my pick to click in this game as well.
Yeah, he's really been playing well this year when he's in the lineup every day. And 2-2 is laced foul, third base side. Into the netting. I saw him in BP at Regions Field in Birmingham. Clank a couple high off the scoreboard in left field. And guys are trying to top each other about how far they could hit up the scoreboard. 2-2, whiffed and missed. And a cutter down and in. So the second straight inning that Taj Bradley's struck out the first two hitters. Five punch outs now. Alrighty. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Two outs, base is empty. And a 1-1 tie game. Well, the one hit so far for Biloxi. It's a home run from Joey Weimer as he steps in. Chops the ball up the middle. Jones charging in. Fields and throws across. Put away Weimer. And the Shuckers here in the fourth inning. They go down in order. 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning in Montgomery. 1-1 tie game between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Iowa, the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning between the Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits, all not at one. The bottom of the fourth inning. First hit from the righty starter, Tyler Herb. There's a breaking ball in the outer half for a called strike. The left fielder, Jordan Czar. 6-7-8 due up here in this half inning. Four hits combined so far. As the fastball missing the outside, black for ball one. It's 1-1. Well, Herb struck out the side last inning. A two-out single, then an E5. Almost gave an opportunity to the Biscuits to drive in the go-ahead run. An off-speed pitch once again at the bottom part of the zone for a call strike, and Herb's ahead 1-2. Lefty Kizar forces the infield. He shifted more towards the right side. And a 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Swing and a miss for strike three as Reed pops out. Throws a chest high down to first. And back-to-back strikeouts dating back to last inning. 5-0 now for Tyler Herb.
Tyler really settling in. Error, of course, he lost a little bit of that touch in the second inning, but covered nicely. Good job by Reitz, too, not panicking with the ball in the dirt out in front of him. Gave himself an easy throwing lane and put it right on the chest of McGee at the bat.
Right fielder Grant Witherspoon. It's a first pitch breaking ball outside for ball one. Well, Herb, 8 strikeouts his last outing against Pensacola, which is the day before his 30th birthday. As Witherspoon chops one right side of the infield, McGee takes it to himself. And a 3 unassisted, 2 up, 2 down, 4. And 1-1 tie game. RBI ground out from Curtis Need for the Biscuits in the bottom of the first inning. And then Joey Weimer starts off the top of the second with a solo home run out of left center field. And that's the way it's gone for the Shuckers this season. Every time it seems like an opponent will score, the Shuckers will follow suit. Now a 2-out base is empty. First baseman Evan Edwards takes a slider on the outside corner for a call strike. He's really had that working against his lefty hitters tonight. Been able to throw it for a strike. The 0-1. The same pitch. They'll peel to third. And Macon Hammond says, nope, Edwards did not go around. And they count back even 1-1. Edwards walked in the second inning, but then Herb used the inning-ending 6-4-3 double play to get out of it. 1-1. Tried the same off-speed pitch again down and inside. It missed low, though. 2-1. 3 straight sliders to start the at-bat to Edwards. He's out in front. 2-1. Herb kicks home. And the fastball, 89, runs outside. 3-1. Herb deep side, the 3-1, as a check swing and fouls off the left shoulder of Edwards. Reitz thought it may be in play and pounced on it quickly. Only for Jingle it dead. Well, 2 outs, base is empty, bottom 4. Count is full with 3 balls, 2 strikes, the lefty Edwards. As Edwards skies it in the air down the left field line towards the bullpen, and Vaney wandering around the hill area and makes the catch for the final out. Not an easy play. Having to travel through the left field bullpen. But a 1-2-3 fourth inning. It's the first 1-2-3 frame for Tyler Herb tonight. And we're still tied at 1 after 4 innings of play here in Montgomery. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
Central.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Felix Valerio steps in the right-hander as batter's box to start off the top of the fifth inning. Taj Bradley, the righty, kicks home, and a fastball missing down and in for ball one. 1-1 tie game between the Biscuits and the Shuckers, and with that, we send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you, Thomas. Here's the 1-0 from Bradley, and that's down low. 97-mile-an-hour fastball that skipped right before Hunt's glove and went all the way to the backstop on a big hop. Two balls in, no strikes to Valerio. Here's the set and the 2-0 pitch. And that is over for a strike. Took a little something off the fastball there, just 95 at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 2-1. Bradley delivers. And Valerio slaps this one up the middle, but it lofts in the air long enough for Jones to run underneath it out in shallow center field and make the catch for the out.
Well, nothing as difficult as a train honking in the middle. Right when you're about to hit it as well, but really nice job by Greg Jones. Read it perfectly off the bat, and with his speed, well, it chased it down quickly. And just a pitch in on the hands of Valerio.
One gone, Ashton McGee in from the left side. Bradley gets ready and deals. And the first offer is a curveball that comes in for a strike, 0-1. The Shuckers have really let Bradley settle into a groove. He needed just 10 pitches to make it through the third as McGee swings and misses here for a strike. Just 10 to get through the fourth as well after they made him throw 44 pitches in the first two innings. 0-2, and McGee swings and misses at a cutter in the dirt. Six strikeouts for Bradley. He's K'd at least one in the second, third, and fourth. With two gone, it's Jackson Reitz.
Well, big part is, too, he's starting to get ahead of batters for the most part. Obviously fell behind to Valerio on a 2-1, but three straight strikes to Ashton McGee.
So now Reitz from the right side, and here's the first offer to him. And a curveball's in there for a strike, 0-1. Bradley's also picked up his throwing strikes. You can certainly do them. The set and the 0-1. And Reitz swings and misses at a cutter down at the bottom of the zone. Comes up empty. It's 0-2. Bradley nods in agreement. And the 0-2 pitch is down low. Missed with another cutter. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Reitz. The 1-2 pitch. And Reitz just gets a piece of this one foul. That might have gotten James Jean in the hand and also got a piece of Hunt. So we'll have an extra moment in between pitches. I mentioned the train going by. It's going to be a theme all throughout the 6 days we're here. Of course, when we come back over the July 4th holiday when we're here as well. As the set after the foul ball, the 1-2. And Reitz hits this in the air. Foul ground, first base side, twisting towards the Shuckers dugout. And that will get out of play. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Reitz.
So base, you're saying if you like trains, you wanted to be tuning in for these games here in Montgomery.
Yep. No, and I was going to say, you mentioned the train horn being a little distracting. What is it? Is it Whistling Straits? It's where there's a train that runs right along the course, and they had the U.S. Open there a couple of years ago. The 1-2. And Reitz takes a cold third strike at the bottom of the zone, outer half. Taj Bradley has settled in. Since giving up the home run to Joey Weimer, he's allowed just one base runner and struck out seven batters. We're at the bottom of the fifth inning. Heading that way, Shuckers and Biscuits tied at one on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at Biloxi Shuckers.
G
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Right-handed hitting Blake Hunt leads it off. And the first pitch is hit in the air, straightaway center field. But Mitchell looks like he's got it measured. Easy jog, well in front of the warning track, in pretty much straightaway center field. And he hauls it in. So Hunt lines out. He's 0 for 2 today. One gone, and Brett Wisely the hitter.
We haven't seen too many balls hit to the outfield since maybe the first or second inning, where you got a couple doubles for the Biscuits and a couple lineouts and flyouts. But really speaks to Taj Bradley and Tyler Herb in their bounce back here in these later innings.
First offer, and that is outside for a ball to Wisely, 1-0. That is what Herb wants to do. He's got some good sink to that fastball. As the right-hander kicks home the 1-0 pitch. And that is just below the knees through a changeup. Count two balls and no strikes to Wisely. Wisely came in and scored the first. Doubled off the left field wall and scored on a ground out. 2-0. And that is a belt high strike on the outer half. It is 2-1. Remember, Wisely had worked the count full and thought he had drawn a walk his last time up in the third, but was called out on strikes. The 2-1. And this is yanked down the right field line, but that's going to hook foul. No debate about that one. Had a word with Chris Adams-Wall, the broadcaster for the Biscuits. He thought that both Freddie Zamora's foul ball in the first and the foul ball by Meisner was fair. He thought both of those were home runs that were called foul. Set and the 2-2. This is hit in the air, a little slice, foul the opposite way.
Well, I think one in doubt, if you're an umpire, you call a foul, because no one's really going to debate it unless it was really was egregious and you thought of it. I'd say, you want more offense? Say, sure, both of them are home runs. Game's still tied. And
nothing matters. 2-2. Inside. And that's a ball. Looked like Meisner was stepping away like it had hit him in his back foot, but instead he was just adjusting the batting gloves. And the count is now full. So here we are again. 3-2 to Wisely. And Herb, the payoff pitch, muscled out towards shallow right field, but Weimer, coming in at a stride, stabs it out of the air chest high. Two gone, and Greg Jones the hitter. By the way, a piece of housekeeping. You've pointed out to me the train does not go by at the U.S. Open at Whistling Straits. That was at Chambers Bay back in 2015.
And what's your guy from,
yeah,
from Texas, Jordan Spieth, winning the U.S. Open that year.
Part of Jordan's fantastic 2015. As the first pitch is lifted down the left field line, but foul. And it's 0-1 to Bird, who is 0-2 today with a strikeout. Right-hander Luis Contreras has started to warm out on the and a swing and a miss by Bird, or by Jones, excuse me. And the count is 0-2. The right-hander is also getting warm a little bit out on the Biscuits pit. Tied at 1, 2 gone, bases empty. The 0-2. And a whiff and a miss. He got him swinging on a slider down low. That's 6 strikeouts over 5 innings for Tyler Herb. And as we head on to the 6th inning, we're still knotted at 1 between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball. And we're gonna let it burn.
Start of the sixth inning, tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits. Day is over for Taj Bradley after five innings, and the new hurler on for the Biscuits is the right-hander, Sean Hundley.
Yeah, Hundley, 22 years old, 6'4", big presence on the mound, 220 pounds.
First pitch to Thomas Dillard, and Thomas swings and misses for a strike at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball.
Righty making his sixth appearance, 2-0, has yet to allow a run in 8 2/3 innings, has not walked anybody either.
0-1, bouncer, first base side, glove cleanly on a short hop by Edwards. He flips underhand to recovering Hundley, who scampers to the bag, and Dillard is retired 3-1. One gone, Cam Devaney, the batter.
Hundley's also struck out 9 and allowed 6 hits this year. Really lights out stuff for him so far.
19th round selection in last year's draft by the Tampa Bay Rays out of the University of Tennessee. Set on the first pitch. And Devaney bounces this one out towards second. Three hops, Wisely chest high, throws to first. Four pitches, check that, three pitches. And two bounce for Hundley. Two gone and Sal Frelick the batter. Boy, you know that Hundley's got to be loving what the University of Tennessee is doing right now. What, they're 40-4, I think?
Some crazy number.
Played a whale of a series against Auburn, who gave him everything they could and more. As the first pitch is in there for a strike, it is 0-1 to Frelick, who's 0-2 tonight, with a line out to left center and a fly out to short. The 0-1. And Frelick steps back and takes that one inside. Yep, 40-4 for the Tennessee Volunteers this season.
Just don't mention Tennessee Tech to Hundley if you ever see him.
So why is that? Oh, that's right. The set and the 1-1. And that is high and away. Two balls and one strike to Frelick. So that was the game that they played at Smoky Stadium this year where they used wood bats. The 2-1. And Frelick takes inner edge fastball for a strike. It is 2-2. That the University of Texas got one of those wins over Tennessee this year. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Frelick down on strikes, and it's a quick inning for the former Volunteer, Sean Hundley, as he strikes out one. 5.5 in the books. Tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed.
Bottom of the sixth inning, tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits. Day is over for the right-hander Tyler Herb. He'll give way to the new right-hander Luis Contreras. He gets Curtis Mead to lead things off here in the home half of the sixth inning. Well, the right-hander Contreras brings the first one home, and a curveball is looped in the air. Foul ground, first base side. McGee tracking onto the warning track, splitting it. And even with a fan reaching out towards the field to play, Ashton is able to make the catch. One gone, and let's find out a little bit more about Luis Contreras from Thomas.
Here is Contreras, 1-1 of the season, making his sixth appearance. 4.50 ERA, also has a hold, 10 innings. So in those, obviously, at least going two innings or close to it in on average. One home run allowed of the season, struck out 15 and walked 5.
So here's the set and the first offer, and that pitch is down low to Shinton for a ball, 1-0. So your final line tonight on Tyler Herb, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. The set and the 1-0, and a whiff and a miss at a good changeup, fading away from the left-handed hitter. The count 1-1 to Shinton. 1-for-2 tonight. He doubled back in the first, and he reached on an error in the third. Herb was able to strike out Meisner to retire the side. As a breaking ball is down low from Contreras, and the count is 2-1. Well, Tyler Herb now. He's not going to receive a decision in this game, tied at 1 at the time that he exits. But his ERA now at 1.93, 2-1. And that is at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. Fastball zips in at 92 from the righty Contreras, and the count evens up at a couple of balls and two strikes to Shinton. Contreras, red glove, belly button high, his 2-2 is a fastball in tight. Oh, Contreras saw where Garrett Mitchell was called for a couple of strikes earlier in this game and tried to pick at that same point. And so the count is now full to Shinton. Contreras, the 3-2, and that's hit up the middle. Contreras knocks it down. It's underneath his feet, and he recovers and throws to first. Smacked right back at him, caught him in the legs. And Nick Childs and Matt Deal are going to go out and have a look. Matt is, just make sure to check on him out there, that Contreras is all right, as that ball did strike him on his leg somewhere below the waist. And Luis is pointing, he said, yeah, it caught me on the back of my leg. And looks like he's got a smile on his face as Nick Childs and Matt Deal are out there. Matt is obligated to tail wrong, because then this does not count as a mound visit, as our home plate umpire, James Jean, holds the fist up in a ball and shakes it to indicate no mound visit.
We saw Lucas Ersig on the last road trip in Birmingham catch base with his bare hand on a comebacker to the mound. So it seems to be a theme here on the road this year.
So two gone, and now it's Meisner. The set on the first pitch. And a curveball falls in for a strike. Well, that's not right. Scoreboard read that at 35 miles an hour. I think it was a little quicker than that.
Threw an Ephus.
0-1. And there's another spinner. That was at 70. That seems more like it. Count one ball and one strike. Sun is finishing setting there. Just a couple of pink clouds in the sky. Very light pinkish purplish hues. As a changeup skips in. Few feet in front of the plate. Nice block by Reitz. And the count, two balls and one strike to Meisner. Stadium lights starting to take full effect here. Very high stadium lights here at Riverwalk Stadium. Zamora shifts more up the middle for the left-handed hitter, and the 2-1 is low and inside with a fastball. And it's three balls and one strike to Meisner. Third baseman Devaney is almost playing where you'd see a shortstop for a right-handed hitter that you play to pull. Valerio is in the grass almost at second base. As the next offer is inside, it's ball four. So the first walk issued by Contreras. Third overall by Shuckers pitching, but the first since back in the second inning. And a man on with two gone, and Jordan Kassar, the batter.
Yeah, and the first runner to reach since our third inning. You know, Tyler Herb, those last two innings, six up, six down.
So that's nine straight retired that comes to a close. And now it's Kassar from the left side. And a throw over by Contreras. Meisner was taking a rather large lead and an exaggerated dancing movement at first. And that was not a half-hearted pickoff attempt. That was a solid turn and throw, a fastball to first base by Contreras. The right-hander kicks and fires. And the first one is a fastball just below the knees for a ball. To Kassar, it is 1-0. Left fielder has homered in three consecutive games. For the Biscuits, he has hit safely in nine straight as well. Kassar waits from the left side, and the 1-0. And that's down low, and Reitz can't find it initially. It goes kicking out from the batter's box, but up the first base line. And so no harm, no foul. But now two balls and no strikes to Kassar. And at this point, six of the last seven pitches from Contreras have been balls after he took that comebacker off of the bottom of his leg. Right-hander, the 2-0. And this is hit in the air, down the right field line. It is going to hook foul, and Weimer is going to hop over the short railing to slow himself down onto the berm. Oh, my goodness. He didn't even do anything, and it's incredible.
Yeah, what can he do now? I don't know.
I mean, it's about a three-foot-tall wall, maybe, yeah, about 3 feet, about the same height as the railing at MGM Park. But Weimer, instead of trying to stop himself right at the railing, just decided to hop over onto the berm.
Put him on the track team.
He is back in the field to play now and straightaway right. Contreras, the 2-1. And a fastball is just low. Three balls and one strike now to Kassar. Mitchell is dead straightaway in center field. Maybe one step towards the right. From the 400-foot sign. Frelick is slightly shallow out in left field. They do play the left-handed hitting Kassar to pull on the infield. 3-1, runner goes, and this is bounced over to first base. Even with the bag, McGee fields a step to first, and Contreras is out of the bottom of the six. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left on base. Six in the books here at Riverwalk Stadium, and we're still tied at one between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Side from the right-hander Sean Hundley, who kicks home the 1-0. That's over for a strike. That is two pitches. I am my partner Thomas Zinzarella, who will take you through the seventh.
Well, thank you, Gary. It is Hundley back on the hill for his second inning from the windup. 1-1, hard hit ground ball through the right side into right field for a base knock. And Freddy Zamora, as the Shuckers go third time through the order, his first hit tonight, opening things up in the seventh inning.
Yeah, we were talking about Tyler Herb. And the Shuckers retiring 9 straight. That snaps a string of 13 straight batters retired between Bradley and Hundley tonight.
Yeah, the Shuckers only had 2 runners reach tonight. Home run by Joey Weimer, and then a walk later in that inning was erased by a double play ball. As first pitch down in the zone for ball 1 to Garrett Mitchell. If you're here at the ball game, you're at home, or you're driving and saying, where has the time gone in this game? Well, it's starting to be a pitcher's duel as the 1-0 is waved out and missed for a strike. It's 1-1. Mitchell, the center fielder, 0-2 tonight. Ground out on the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Zamora at first and Hundley pickoff attempt over there. And Zamora back in headlong. Just 5 combined hits tonight. 2 by the Shuckers, with Zamora being the second. Biscuits haven't had a hit since the third inning. 1-1, sharp hit ground ball, bouncer, flip to second for 1. Jones spins back over to first, but it is nearly impossible. And Mitchell, he'll beat it out, fielder's choice. They just switch positions down there.
Yeah, a combination of Zamora and Mitchell on the base paths. You'd have to pretty much hit it right at the shortstop or right at the second baseman one step away in order to come away with a double play ball with how fast Mitchell gets down the line.
Oh, so now Mitchell improved wheels. Zamora has wheels, but now like a hot rod at first base, and Garrett Mitchell down in the top of the seventh inning on the first pitch. This is a fastball at the knees, called strike to the right fielder, Joey Weimer. As the Shuckers, all their offense so far, solo home run out to left center field. Weimer open stance on the right side. There goes Garrett. And throw down to second base. He slides in. It was a perfect throw from Blake Hunt on the money. And Mitchell swipes second. Well, pitch was called a ball as well, so the count's even 1-1 on Weimer.
It's a good job by Joey to not swing at that pitch. He felt like Garrett had gotten a really good jump, and you said it. The throw was right there. I just think that maybe it was a case where Wisely got the tag on the base and didn't actually touch Mitchell's foot, but we don't have access to replay here.
Well, Jess Mitchell's third stolen base. It was called a auto strike on Weimer. Misses outside, so the count is 2-2.
Oh, no, it is not. I think that maybe Hundley had stepped off then.
And the 2-1. And there is a second strike, a fastball at the bottom part of the zone. It's 2-2 now. I think you're right. The field umpire, Raul Moreno, did point his hands up in the air. 2 mark. There is already 2 balls, so it had to be anything, just be a strike. 2-2. And a slider off the outer half. Weimer doesn't budge after, and the count's full at 3-2. Top of the seventh inning, 1 out. Mitchell at second base. And a tie game. 3-2. And Weimer checks his swing, lays off ball 4. And a fielder's choice. And now a walk to the third batter of the inning. Brings up the hitting machine in Felix Valerio, the second baseman. Missed some time, and now back in the lineup to start the series in Montgomery, and he's somebody they dearly missed. First pitch to the righty as he swings through a fastball up in the zone for strike one. Valerio tonight struck out swinging in the second, lined out to short in the fifth. A little blooper over the head of Greg Jones in shallow center field. The 0-1. And a hard slider down and away. It's 1-1. Well, the busiest half inning for the Shuckers really tonight. Good sign here as we enter the final leg of the evening. And a fastball, Valerio swings and misses at for strike two as he loses the hand on the backswing, the follow through. And Hundley came in relief from Taj Bradley, the Tampa Bay Rays. Number three prospect struck out 7 5 innings as Valerio fouls it off right at the home plate. Solo keep it there. Some Southern League news as well. Take a look at the scoreboard a little bit. Smokies in Birmingham. Smokies 3-0 lead over the Barons at Regents Field. And a no-hitter alert going on there. I haven't seen the Smokies yet. Obviously, I've seen the Barons. Going to see them soon as well. And the 1-2. As Valerio nubs it up the first baseline. Inside the bag. Edwards takes it himself. And gets the second out of the inning as both runners advance 90 feet. But really an awkward ball in on the hands and stays in fair territory.
One stayed inside of the line there. And while you would have maybe rather fouled it off, at least now you've moved both runners into scoring position.
So now can the first baseman Ashton McGee drive in? Two runners in scoring position. Takes the fastball up the legs for a strike. Garrett Mitchell at third base, Weimer at second. Two outs here on the top of the seventh, 1-1 tie game. Shuckers have not led tonight. And the 0-1 outside with a changeup, 1-1. Now plenty of screeching and the train.
See, he thought it was all just fun and games with the train horn.
Yeah. Gotta get that fixed out there, the 1-1. And McGee flares it behind the third base bag. Meade goes out. And Ferratore makes the catch on the edge of the outfield grass to put away the Shuckers here in the top of the seventh. Well, they threaten, but they leave two men in scoring position. And we're still tied at one. It's stretch time here in Montgomery. All tied at one between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the seventh inning in Montgomery. We are still tied at one apiece. Luis Contreras, first pitch, breaking ball up and away. The seminal hitter, the right fielder, Grant Witherspoon for ball one. Well, if you're just joining us, quick recap of this game. Montgomery, RBI ground out in the bottom of the first inning. Joey Weimer, solo home run in the top of the second. We got both runs tonight as Witherspoon swings through the fastball on 91. First strike one. Again, Thomas and Zrelick, Garrett Green, thanks for joining us here on the Shuckers Radio Network all season long, all 138 games. And the 1-1 is lined into left center field for a base knock. Zrelick gets to it quickly and throws it back in. Well, just a changeup on the outer half of the plate. Witherspoon just got enough barrel to it and poke it out there the opposite way. That is their first hit since the third inning, and a two-out single from Curtis Mead. Well, the Shuckers had a chance to take the lead in the top half of the seventh inning. And now can Evan Edwards with the biscuits do something here? Fastball missing outside for ball one. Edwards tonight walked to the second inning, then popped out to third in the fourth. 0-for-1. Was almost walked again by Tyler Herb as that's popped up in the infield. Cam Devaney, third baseman, taking charge of it just to the left and behind of the pitcher's mound, makes the catch. Second to pop out to Devaney tonight. Devaney had to track one in the bullpen in left field in foul territory. This time it stays in play on the diamond. And there's one away in the seventh. So here is the catcher, Blake Hunt. But out comes Mikey Guerrero. And he will go to the bullpen. That's going to do it for Luis Contreras tonight. As Contreras, inning on the mound for him. Inning in a third, on the mound for him. Scoreless. Which of the numbers on the new hurler coming out? The Shuckers bullpen here in the seventh inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's...
She takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
And back in the bottom of the seventh inning with runner on first and one out. As Luis Contreras' evening is over, he goes an inning and a third, scoreless on the mound. Response for the man at first base is off and running. First pitch, throw down a second, not in time. It looked like Reitz had him. And then Valerio tagging on the backside of Grant Witherspoon, who swipes second base and puts himself in scoring position. Again, the new pitcher on the mound is Harold Chirino. So runner on second base. First pitch was a ball to Blake Hunt, the catcher. And a 1-0, a hard slider waved at a miss for a strike.
Yeah, for Chirino, eighth appearance of the year. No record with a .93 earned run average. 9 2/3 innings. One run was earned on 8 hits. He's hit 2 batters, walked 4, and struck out 7.
Righty kicks, 1-1. Is Scott in the air? Shallow right field. Weimer charging in. Calls off Valera, the second baseman. Makes the catch, throws it back in quickly to Zamora on the infield grass. So gets Hunt to fly out to shallow right field as the lineup card flips over. Top of the order, second baseman Brett Wisely steps in the left side. Well, Chirino on an 8 2/3 scoreless streak, tied with his teammate Zach Bonaro. Also at 8 2/3 for the longest this season by a Shuckers pitcher, as Wisely takes a healthy cut at the fastball, 95 for strike one. Witherspoon at second base. He is the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Torino's 0-1. Wisely fouls it back to the screen behind home. It's 0-2. Well, Brett tonight doubled and scored in the first. Struck out looking in the third and then flew out to right in the fifth inning. 1-for-3, ninth for him. Biscuits had 2 of their 4 hits in the first inning. Both of them doubles. The 0-2 is foul tip into the mitt of Jackson Reitz for strike 3. And they end the inning on a big strikeout from Harold Chirino. Again, the Biscuits threaten to have the go-ahead run in scoring position. But in the end, we still stay tied at 1 apiece here after 7. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport.
Well, Harold Chirino leaves the go-ahead run at second base as we enter the top of the eighth inning. Carlos Garcia is a new right-handed hurler in a 1-1 tie game. To tell you more about him and take you the rest of the way home, here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. First pitch to Jackson Reitz is a breaking ball at the knees. Outer half for a called strike from the right-hander Garcia. It is 0-1. Next pitch in there, another breaking ball, another strike. And it's very quickly 0-2 to Reitz. And Reitz will call time. And I think that was a good use for it there, as Garcia was taking less than four seconds in between pitches. He was catch and throw. Here it is again, and Reitz checks on a slider. The count is 1-2. That is an incredible use of the new pace of play regulations. Just get throw, get throw, get throw. Seventh appearance for Garcia for the season. 3-0 with a 4.50 ERA. The 1-2, and Reitz fouls it back. So the count will go, or will stay at a ball and two strikes. Garcia does have a game finish to hold, and he's 0-for-1 in save opportunities. This is not one. 1-2, and that's low and outside, fastball at 94. And the count draws even. 10 innings, the right-hander has given up 5 runs all earned on 8 hits. 4 of them have been home runs. 3 walks, 13 Ks as Reitz fouls this back. 8 hits allowed, 4 home runs. Those are good odds if you're a power hitter. Not great if you are a power pitcher. The set and the 2-2. And Reitz checks his swing and is rung up on a called third strike, breaking ball at the bottom of the zone.
Defensive strikeout and a reminder to strike out COVID grass. Whatever it looks like, and I reported that AL COVID grass.
One going, Thomas Dillard, the switch hitter, will bat from the left side. Well, 2 of those home runs came 2 outings ago against Mississippi on Wednesday and misses at a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Went 2 innings, gave up 2 runs on a couple of homers, 3 total hits, a walk and 2 strikeouts as this misses outside in the count 1-1 to Dillard, who is 0-2 tonight with a ground out to first and a strikeout. Tied at 1, Shuckers and Biscuits. Here in the top of the 8th inning, just 6 combined hits between the 2 teams. The 1-1, and that is at the knees for a called strike. And the count is now 1-2 to Dillard. The set and the 1-2 pitch, and Dillard takes high and inside. So even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, the set and the offer. And Dillard watches a backdoor breaking ball just miss. And so the count has run full now to Thomas. 3-2 the count. And the righty Garcia deals, and that's inside, and it gets Dillard on his kneecap. Well, it would have been ball 4, but Dillard will take an extra stroll wide of the foul line, drop his bat, and head down to first base. So a hit by pitch puts a man on with 1 gone, and Cam Devaney the hitter.
That's all it takes, some time to get a hit batter. You'll find a way to get him in now.
That presents the go-ahead run here in the 8th. The set on the first offer, and Devaney watches a breaking ball come over for a strike, 0-1. Cam 0-2 tonight, struck out looking back in the 3rd, grounded out to 2nd, back in the 6th. Waits for the right-hander Garcia, his 0-1. And a slider front door misses. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Garcia looks over to Dillard at first, a very short lead off the bat. The 1-1. And a rip and a miss. Devaney caught swinging at an elevated fastball. A count of ball and 2 strikes. Sal Frelick waiting on deck will be next. The send by Garcia and the 1-2. And Devaney lifts this one, but foul first base side. And so the count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Game number 2 of this series comes your way tomorrow. It's an 11:05 a.m. first pitch right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Education day for the Biscuits tomorrow. The set, the 1-2 again. And that is smacked up the middle, a bouncer that's fielded. The flip to 2nd for 1, on to 1st from Jones in time. And a 4-6-3 double play eliminates the base runner in the top of the 8th. So we go to the bottom of the 8th. Still tied at 1, Shuckers and Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
A double play!
Play ball!
The best best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Two-hole hitter Greg Jones leads it off. The right-hander Harold Chirino brings one home, and a breaking pitch is in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. One run, two hits, one error for the Shuckers. One run, four hits, no errors for the Biscuits. Chirino readies and the 1-0. And that is bounced a high chopper out toward short. Zamora actually fields it shin high, but then he throws it way over the first base bag, and it's an E6 to start things here. Ashton McGee, just to be safe, goes and puts the tag on Jones in the event he may be turned for second. He did not. He's safe, and that is a tough time for an error to come on Freddie Zamora. I said it was shin high. That was inaccurate. It ended up being a shoulder-high bounce. Jones has very good speed, but kind of a routine play there for Zamora, and he throws it way high of McGee at first, and the leadoff man is on.
That's just the fact, knowing that Jones runs well and trying to get it over there as quick as possible.
Throw over to first, and if Chirino puts that on the hip of Jones diving back in, he's got him. Instead, it was shoulder high for McGee, and he puts the tag on too late. So now it's Curtis Mead, and the first pitch fastball is belt high on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Mead today, 1-for-3. He singled the opposite way back in the third, but he drove in the only run of the game back in the first, an RBI groundout. Chirino the 0-1, and this is hit foul right side. And the count is 0-2. Well, we were mentioning the fact we have an 11:05 a.m. first pitch tomorrow. The right-hander Victor Castagnier, one with a 1.77 ERA. Right-hander Chirino sets and will throw over. That was a lot closer. McGee just couldn't quite glove it. Knocked it down. And so that is the second check on the runner.
Feels like it's Premier League soccer tomorrow, getting up so early for a baseball game.
And they are going to call time as a ball came in from the bullpen from the right-hander Lucas Ersig, who's getting warm. Bullpens are in play here at Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers are down the first baseline like they are at MGM Park. And the Biscuits are down the third baseline like the visitors are at MGM Park. The set and the 0-2. And this is swung through and missed. Just blew a fastball at the bottom of the zone right by Mead. 95 on the gun. Second K for Chirino. One gone and Austin Shinton the hitter. On the right-hander, Jaden Murray is going to be on the mound tomorrow for the Biscuits. And that is one where we will roll out of bed. 6 a.m. Go get breakfast. Get dressed and get ready to come to the stadium probably about 8 o'clock tomorrow to get here to Riverwalk Stadium. Throw over to first and a good check, but a dive back in by the runner Jones.
I brought some Pop-Tarts if you want some. Classic broadcast, I guess.
Might be a mid-game snack there. That might be a you've got the fourth inning call. It's noon. It's not quite time for lunch.
Some brunch.
First offer on the way, and Shinton takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that plucks the string at the bottom of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Shinton 1-for-3 today, doubled in the first, reached on an error by Devaney back in the third, grounded out to the pitcher back in the sixth. The 0-1, and Chirino deals in a breaking ball. Bottom of the zone called a strike there, and it's 0-2. Runner on first is Jones. He reached on the throwing error by Sig warming in the Shuckers bullpen. The right-hander Harold Chirino, and they throw over. They've got the runner going. Throw to second. Now they've got him in a rundown. Zamora chasing. Now McGee, and they will tag out the runner Bird. As he was on the ground, they got him, and Chirino gets the pickoff.
Well, that is major for the Shockers. You get Greg Jones, who's one of the best base stealers in the Southern League, off the base paths, and now just a strike away from getting out of the inning. That is huge.
And I think that was 1-3-6-3 on the pickoff over at first, and a great move by Chirino. He didn't waste too many of those pickoff throws. The 0-2, and it swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Chirino has the error, but he picks off Jones and strikes out the next two. And we go on to the ninth, still tied at one. Shuckers and Biscuits, and the top of the order due up for Biloxi on the other side. Freely, Zamora, and Mitchell. When Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment, and as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the ninth inning, tied at one, Shuckers and Biscuits, and the first pitch to Sal Frelick. The right-hander Carlos Garcia is down low for a ball, 1-0. Garcia operating from the first base side of the rubber, his 1-0, and Frelick takes it inside and slithers out of the glove of Hunt and all the way to the backstop. It's two balls and no strikes to the new Shuckers left fielder. Frelick 0-for-3 tonight, a flyout, a lineout, and a strikeout. The kick and the 2-0, and Frelick fouls this straight back off to our left and over the top of the booth that houses Chris Adams' wall next to us. And so the count 2-1. Thomas, I said we were safe here. Getting close to proving it wrong. The set and the 2-1, and Frelick fouls this right back to the screen. On time, but just underneath a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is even at 2-2. Freddie Zamora on deck, Garrett Mitchell in the hold, and Joey Weimer would bat fourth in this inning. The set and the 2-2, and Frelick bounces this one out towards second, fielded shoulder high by Wisely to throw to first in plenty of time. 4-3 bounce out, Frelick is retired, one gone, and Freddie Zamora the batter. Lone run in this game for the Biscuits, scored all the way back in the first inning on an RBI groundout by Curtis Mead that scored Wisely, who had doubled, moved to third on a bouncer by Jones, and then scored as this is down low for a ball to Zamora. Only run of this game for the Shuckers came in the second on a leadoff homer by Joey Weimer. The set and the 1-0. And Zamora takes a breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike. It is 1-1. Freddie 1-for-3 tonight with a ground out, a strikeout, a single his last time up. 1-1 checks his swing, doesn't matter. Slider is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. And it's 1-2 to Zamora. Garcia operating quickly, sets belt high. And the right-hander is 1-2. And a fastball is hit out to left field, towards the left field wall, falling fast, and it's down in front of the warning track. Zamora around second. Here's the throw. It's not in time. And the second hit of the night for Freddie Zamora is a double. He represents the go-ahead run, and he's in scoring position with one out here in the ninth inning.
Oh, finally, the Shuckers are able to get a man in scoring position with less than 2 outs. And Freddie Zamora, who does so, didn't catch all of it like he did earlier in the game. And what hops off the wall in left field, you're kind of hoping he can get some of that power back from earlier in the game and carry it out. But chance here for the Shuckers.
So Zamora at second, and now it's Mitchell. The set on the first offer, and Garrett backs up from an inside fastball, and the catcher can't find it, and so Zamora is going to advance down to third. And the umpires are going to come together, and they're going to talk about whether that went underneath the feet. And actually, no, they're going to check on home plate umpire James Jean. I don't know if that maybe got him in his head.
I think I heard a loud thud, and I think maybe the catcher Blake Hunt and Carlos Garcia got tied up where he just flat out missed it.
And so they're talking things over, but the results for the Shuckers is that Zamora moves down to third on ball one to Mitchell. And now you have to hope that everything is all right with our home plate umpire, James Jean. And they're inspecting the mask here. First base umpire Raul Moreno is in, taking a look at it, making sure everything is okay, but it was like that was down just under the chin. And Gene appears to be fine. But because the ball got underneath the feet of the umpire and the catcher, it skirted away outside of the dirt circle up the first base line. And now the go-ahead run is 90 feet away. One out, and a man on third. And so a golden opportunity for Garrett Mitchell here in a 1-0 count. Infield will draw in now. The set and the 1-0. And Mitchell takes a good cut but comes up empty on a pitch down low. Ball then one strike to Garrett. Mitchell reached on a fielder's choice his last time up in the seventh. Struck out in the fourth and grounded out to second in the first. The 1-1. And Mitchell watches a fastball sink low and away. Two balls and one strike to Mitchell. So Zamora at third. Weimer on deck, tied at one here in the top of the ninth inning. The set, the 2-1. And Mitchell hits this up the middle into center field. It's a base hit. Zamora will jog in to score easily, and Garrett Mitchell delivers. An RBI single up the middle in the ninth, and the Shuckers have their first lead of the night, 2-1.
I was just about to say, you're Garrett Mitchell trying to elevate something and just got enough of it to line it back up the middle. Well, Garcia was trying to throw him a pitch down in the zone a couple times there. Elevated one enough where Mitchell could get it out that way.
So now an opportunity for a potential insurance run here as Joey Weimer steps in from the right side. But what a hit by the Shuckers' center fielder tonight. The set on the first pitch, and Weimer, aiming for the train, swipes through a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Weimer, 1-for-2 tonight. Solo home run in the second, ground out to short in the fourth, and a walk his last time up in the seventh. The set, the 0-1. And Weimer checks his swing on a slider that misses inside. Appetizing pitch there, but Joey, showing some discipline, takes it on the inner edge. Mitchell, couple of steps, lead off of first. And the 1-1. And Weimer fouls this off the end of the bat, back to the screen. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 1-2. Right-hander Lucas Ersig is warming again in the Shuckers' bullpen. Mitchell on first with one gone. And Garcia the 1-2. And Weimer strikes out swinging on a high fastball. Well, he didn't get cheated on his cut. But Weimer strikes out. And now with two outs, it's Felix Valerio. So the inning started with a ground out by Frelick. Zamora doubled to left, moved to third on the wild pitch, and scored on the single up the middle by Mitchell. And now Valerio from the right side. The right-hander Garcia kicks and fires. And the first pitch is swung through and missed. 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike, 0-1. Felix 0-for-3 tonight. A strikeout in the second, a lineout in the fifth, and a ground out to first back in the seventh. And that was that ball that just stayed in fair territory up the first base line. 0-1, and he bounces this deep in the hole. The shortstop, Jones Fields, throws across his body, and on one hop, it's stabbed out of the air by Edwards, and Valerio is retired, but the Shuckers take the lead for the first time tonight on the double by Zamora and the RBI single by Garrett Mitchell. We head on to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers looking to lock down a series opening win. They carry a 2-1 lead as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. At baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now with a 2-1 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. And into the ballgame for Biloxi here in the ninth inning is the new right-hander, Lucas Ersig. He will get Meisner, Kazar, and Witherspoon, the 3-2 up for the Biscuits here in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Ersig on to try and finish this one off for the Shuckers. The right-hander sets and the first pitch. And that is taken a little outside, a changeup at 90 miles an hour for ball one. Well, worth noting that when Meisner was with Pensacola last year, he never faced Ersig. Set and the 1-0. And that is just below the knees with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. For the season, Ersig making his eighth appearance, 0-1 with a 6.23 ERA. Does have one save and two chances. The set and the 2-0. And this is hit in the air. Left field, Frelick tracking it back to the wall, and it is over the fence and gone. And with one swing of the bat, Cameron Meisner, his third home run, has tied us at 2 in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, he just knew off the bat. It sounded to look like it had the chance to get out. And indeed it does, bounces up over towards the train tracks.
Third home run of the year for Meisner, seventh run driven in. And now the concern is going to be whether or not the Shuckers hold on, and Ersig is going to step off and throw to second as they check to make sure that Meisner touched every base as he went around. And the save call was given by Raul Moreno. Lest we rehash what happened last year with the Shuckers and checking at the bases. The set and the first offer on the way. And Kassar comes up empty, and it is strike one. So after we went from the top of the second inning to the top of the ninth without a run scored, each team has put up a single tally here in the ninth. 0-1. That is on the outside edge with a breaking ball for a strike. And it is 0-2 to Kassar. Kassar 0-3 tonight. Two strikeouts and a ground out to first. Ursic sets the 0-2. And a fastball is upstairs at 97. So unfortunately, the hard work by the Shuckers offense undone with one swing from Meisner. Ursic the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. He tied him up with an inside fastball. So first strikeout for Ursig. One gone, and Grant Witherspoon the batter. Here's the set by Ursig and the first pitch. And a wave and a miss at a changeup on the outer half for a strike by Witherspoon. All right, Thomas, this is interesting. Looking down in the Shuckers dugout right now, Noah Campbell is going through his paces as the 0-1 is inside with a fastball. And it is 1-1 now to Witherspoon. So he is loosening up like you would normally see a guy getting warm out on the right field line before a game. The set and the 1-1. And this is low and inside. Two balls and one strike. And I have to wonder, Mike Guerrero, the tactician that he is, if he's already maybe getting Campbell to loosen up to pinch run for Felix Valerio if the Shuckers get this to 10 innings. 2-1, a check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. The fastball that dots the low outside corner in the count evens up at 2-2 to Witherspoon. Because Valerio was the last out in the top of the ninth inning, so he would run at second as the bonus runner in the 10th. 2-2 is skipped up the middle. Valerio long-ranging. He can't get to it, and it slips out into center field. It's a base hit by Witherspoon. Even if Valerio or Zamora, who were both in the neighborhood, were able to get a glove to it, more than likely Witherspoon is going to be on with a single regardless. Second hit of the night. Third time the right fielder has been on. And now the winning run is on base for the Biscuits, and Evan Edwards the hitter. Tied at 2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers and Biscuits. The first pitch, and a fastball whips in at 94 miles an hour at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Edwards 0-2 tonight. He popped out on the infield his last time up in the seventh with the man on first. Ursig, the 0-1, and a check swing, but a tip foul. And the count is 0-2. Edwards popped out in foul ground. Really nice running catch by Cam Devaney back in the fourth. Devaney went into the bullpen for the Biscuits at that time. 0-2, and a swing and a miss. Might have gotten a piece of it, but it's still a strikeout for Ursig, his second of this inning. So two going, and it comes to the catcher, Blake Hunt.
That's a good bounce back by Ursing, and it seems like every time he gives up a hit, comes right back with a strikeout. You know, gives the chances a little bit slimmer here.
First pitch is a breaking ball outside. That might have been a cutter that time. It's 1-0 to Hunt. Hunt hit into an inning-ending double play in the second, lined out to center in the fifth, and flied to right in the seventh. Weimer is pretty deep out in right field for him. The 1-0, and a whiff and a miss. At a fastball down low. And the count is 1-1. Shortstop Zamora is very deep at short. Valerio was also deep at second, about 15 paces towards the right field side of the bag. Set and the 1-1. And a fastball outer edge. There's the cutter for a strike. And so the count is 1-2. Runner at first, two gone. Tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Shuckers looking to force extra innings. Right-hander Ursig nods in agreement with Reitz. And the 1-2 pitch is high from a fastball upstairs. The count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Hunt.
He tried to do what he did to Edwards and elevate that fastball upstairs, attempting to get a swing and miss.
Now in a 2-2 count. Ursig rocks home, and this is lined out into left field, a base hit. Frelick is up with it, station to station. for Witherspoon. And now the lineup flips back over to Brett Wisely. Still two outs here in the inning, but the winning run is in scoring position. As mound visits, you get a spare one for every extra half inning you play, so Shuckers haven't even come close to using their mound visits. And with that, Nick Childs is going to say, you know what? I'm going to come and join this conversation as well. Hops out of the dugout and jogs out to the mound.
Especially Montgomery, their last two singles now, both coming with two strikes in the count. It's really good defensive swings there by Witherspoon and then Hunt.
Well, it sounds like a cliche, but this Montgomery team, and again, the Tampa Bay Rays organization, is just full of guys who grind through at bats, shorten up with two strikes, don't chase pitches. I had conversations ad nauseum with Nick Childs about it and just how difficult some of these hitters are to get out. Witherspoon at second, Hunt at first. Wisely the hitter from the left side. The first pitch from Ersig. And that is at the knees with a fastball sinking down at 94. It is 0-1. Solo home run by Cameron Meisner to lead off the ninth inning, tied us at 2. Ersig trying to work around a jam here. The 0-1. And a swing and a miss. Pulled the string with a changeup. It's 0-2. So again, two strikes. Shuckers trying to get this to extras. Ersig will step off. This is cycle back through the signs. Ball in his right hand at the small of his back. Fidgeting it back and forth, spinning it a little bit. Now into the glove for the set, the 0-2. That's high and tight. Letter high and inside at 95. Got a count of ball and two strikes to Wisely. Wisely doubled and scored a run in the first. He has struck out and flied to right and is ensuing three times up. Ersig again, the 1-2. And this is hit out towards left field. Frelick tracking after it. It's over his head and out to the alley. Witherspoon will score. And the Biscuits walk off the Shuckers with a two-run bottom of the ninth. Will go down as an RBI single for Brett Wisely, his second hit of the night, and the Biscuits top the Shuckers in game one of this one. Final score tonight, it's Montgomery 3 and Biloxi 2. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow's action. Quick turnaround. Shuckers fall tonight 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For DCOM, or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Shuckers walked off by the Biscuits tonight by a final score of 3-2. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Recap of this one is pretty brief. Montgomery got on the board in the first. Brett Wisely with a double. He would move to third on a ground out by Greg Jones. And Curtis Meade with an RBI ground out. It was 1-0 Biscuits. After that, though, Tyler Herb settled into a rhythm. He retired 8 straight batters to finish off his day. Luis Contreras took over after that. He allowed just a walk and a single. Harold Chirino did his part through the 7th and 8th inning. And for the Shuckers, for them, they did get to Taj Bradley in the second, a solo home run by Joey Weimer. But after that, the Shuckers would manage one base runner from the second through the 7th. That was a walk two batters after Weimer's home run. Then the next 13 in a row would be retired. Shuckers would threaten in the 7th. They put men on second and third with two outs, but were unable to bring a run home. We flash forward to the 9th inning, where Freddie Zamora doubled down the left field line. He moved to third on a wild pitch, and then Garrett Mitchell, with two strikes on him, singled up the middle to give the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. But in the bottom of the 9th inning, Cameron Meisner with a solo home run to left on the third pitch of the inning off of Lucas Ersig. Grant Witherspoon then singled, and then after a strikeout of Evan Edwards for the second out, Blake Hunt singled. And finally, Wisely with a ball out to the left field gap, out of the range of the left fielder Sal Frelick. Biscuits get the 3-2 win tonight. And Thomas, you said it either right after we finished up or as we went to break. All three of those hits for Lucas Ersig, it's tough. Aside from the home run, every single one of them came with two strikes in the 9th inning.
Blake Hunt and obviously the walk-off hit from Brett Wisely. Those came with two outs as well, because after the first single from Witherspoon, strikes out Edwards, the first baseman. And then, as you just said again, as I read it before, you know, two strikes on hitters, back-to-back singles, wins the game.
Yep, that it does, and the Biscuits get this one 3-2 tonight. But when we come back, we will take a look at scores from around the Southern League as well as scores from around the Brewers-affiliated system. All of that when the Shuckers postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Biscuits walk off the Shuckers tonight, 3-2, but there's plenty of other action in the Southern League this evening. And for a look at all of those scores, we send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you. Garrett mentioned in the 7th inning, when we were there that in the seventh inning in Birmingham, the Smokies had a no-hitter going. It was broken up in the seventh inning. They got through six frames, though, and which the Barons did score two in that seventh inning as well. Joelky Cespedes, RBI single, and then a fielding error scores the other. Bottom of the ninth inning right now in Birmingham between the Tennessee Smokies and the Birmingham Barons. 3-2 Smokies on top, and there are two outs. The inning base is empty, and they're down to their final strike tonight. So it looks like the Smokies will pick up the win unless something happens in that one. Other two games still going on as well. Those got a little bit started a little bit after we did. Mississippi, the M Braves, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 3-2 nail biter there up in Pearl. And which Ray Patrick Ditter hit a home run. Drew Lugbauer, his eighth home run of the season as well. That's the scoring kind of in that one. Seven hits, M Braves, two errors as well today. And then the final game, Chattanooga and Rocket City scoring off, and which Rocket City seems to be a theme so far this year, scoring early and often. Three runs in the bottom of the first inning, 5-0. They're shutting out the Lookouts. Trey Cabbage hitting .355 this season, has a hit tonight as well. He's up the league leaders of so many offensive categories and continue to do so tonight.
As for the Brewers affiliated scoreboard, boy, the Carolina Mudcats had a little bit of a rough go lately. However, tonight they took out any kind of frustration they might have had on the Augusta Green Jackets as they come away with a 14-1 victory. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, they are all over Fort Wayne this evening by a score right now of 9-0. That game is in the bottom of the eighth inning right now. Xavier Warren with an RBI double. Wes Clark with an RBI double. Xavier Warren with another RBI single. Darian Miller with a two RBI single. Carlos Rodrigo with an RBI single. Micah Bello, who got a quick push up to replace Sal Frelick, who came to Biloxi, he gets an RBI double. And Antonio Pinheiro, the shortstop, hits his second home run of the season. That came in the bottom of the sixth inning. Meanwhile, on the mound for Wisconsin tonight, T.J. Shook, six innings, four hits, no runs, no walks, seven strikeouts. Shook with a 1.05 ERA. And Max Lazar right now, two scoreless, hitless innings out of the bullpen. He has struck out two. Again, that game is in the they are heading to the ninth right now there in Wisconsin. And last but not least, the Nashville Sounds currently leading the Norfolk Tides 4-3. That game is in the seventh inning. And I guess I shouldn't say last because we do have to check in on the big league crew. And how do you like this? Milwaukee and Cincinnati, it's 5-2 right now. Reigning National League Player of the Week, Willy Adames, hits a three-run homer. And Luis Urias, in his second at-bat back from the IL, RBI single to drive in a run. Milwaukee, 5-2 leaders in that game right now. It is in the top of the sixth inning, so you can check in on that one if you want. But how about that? Urias goes up.
Yeah.
An immediate impact. See, everyone was panicking. We said it. Look, this was spring training for him while he was down here. He goes up to the big league crew, and it's like he never left.
Brought some Shuck fever out there.
Exactly.
That's what he did.
Exactly. See, Thomas hits it right on the head. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. It's on four hits, two errors. They end up leaving three men on base this evening. As for the Montgomery Biscuits, three runs on eight hits, no errors. They end up leaving eight men on base this evening. The winning pitcher tonight, despite giving up the go-ahead run in the ninth inning, is Carlos Garcia. He improves to 4-0 on the year. The loss goes to Lucas Ursig. He drops to 0-2. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,793 on an 86-degree night here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits improved to 10-11 on the year. With the loss, the Shuckers drop to 12-10, so they have a 1.5-game lead over the Biscuits going into tomorrow. Next up, it is a quick turnaround, 11:05 a.m. first pitch right here in Montgomery. So we're on the air for you at 10:50 tomorrow. The right-hander Victor Castaneda on the mound is opposed by the right-hander Jaden Murray. Join us. Go ahead and turn us on at your desk. Catch us during your lunch hour. We'll be up and early. The coffee will be brewing, and we'll have an 11:05 a.m. first pitch right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Well, the big thanks to Thomas Zunzarella for all of his help today, not just in everything getting ready for the broadcast, but a whole bunch of other stuff that went on today. Thomas, thank you for all of your help, sir.
Oh, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday evening. Whether you listen for an out and inning or you're with us for the entire contest, we are thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zunzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from Montgomery. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 3, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 11.05 a.m. Until then, good night from Riverwalk Stadium.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Ah.